Hello, guys. So I did a segment previously recorded before this one where it seems like I'm ending the show, but I actually added another segment to add additional details. So if it sounds like the show is concluding, it's not. There will be another 5-minute segment after the 15-minute segment containing additional information involving the Raiders COVID-19 fan rules. Thank you, guys. Alright, guys, welcome to Vibing with Vincent. This might be just a short segment to go with the collaboration, or it can just be just an episode itself, just talking about a couple of things involving COVID and whatnot. In fact, I might just make this a COVID-based episode. So I haven't really talked about COVID that much on this podcast. With sports and all, I just try to keep it sports related, but you know, COVID has kind of taken over sports. It's taken over like fan attendance. It's taken over like the attention of like which players are getting vaccinated and which players aren't getting vaccinated. More specifically speaking, Lamar Jackson, he's one that hasn't really been wanting to get vaccinated. You know, when he's been asked, he said, "We'll see," and I think he's just trying to beat around the bush with that. You know, I had a friend who was kind of disappointed to learn about how fans have to wear masks in inside portions of the stadium. And, you know, I told him, you know, we should just be happy that we can go to the game, period, because we couldn't go to any games last year. There was only one home game that Ravens fans could go to, and that was it. You know, I think we should just be grateful as a whole to be able to go to a game or games, period, and not complain about having to wear a mask to the stadium and whatnot. Because, you know, once you get outside, you know, everybody's going to have their mask off outside, you know. But if you're in a club level, you know, if you're inside the concourse, you know, whatever, once you get outside, you can take the mask off. You know, who cares? I mean, the mask will be useful when it comes to the cold winter games, but the main reason I wanted to do this podcast tonight is I wanted to talk about how the Las Vegas Raiders, yes, the Las Vegas Raiders, Allegiant Stadium is their new stadium in Las Vegas. As you know, the Raiders relocated from Oakland to Vegas, and Allegiant Stadium, they relocated, and they already have, you know, a new rule out there, you know. So the Las Vegas Raiders are requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination for Raiders games at Allegiant Stadium. And then, you know, that's on RaiderNation.com. It's everywhere. It's Raiders.com. It's, you know, it's listed everywhere. You should, if you don't know this by now, now you know. Now, it's really weird on how this is kind of, how this is brought out. Because you talk about, you talk about how people need to be vaccinated. Now, like, there's so many mixed reactions to this, and I can honestly view this from all angles. And, like, I think I'm going to drop this into a lot of scenarios and see how this plays out without trying to sound like I'm contradicting myself. So you have the fans, right? You have season ticket holders that are giving you a big bulk of your money. You know, the people that pay to go to 8, or now, in this case, 9 games a year, right? They're giving you, you know, hundreds of dollars, you know. So thousands of dollars, I should say, if you're a season ticket holder. You're paying thousands of dollars, and, you know, you have to get vaccinated. Look, I'm vaccinated. I'm all for getting vaccinated. I really want to encourage people to get vaccinated. If you don't get vaccinated, that's, you know, that's on you, but I really think you should. Sorry about that. But I think it's important to get vaccinated, but like, I'm not really into arguing if you should get vaccinated or not. If you choose not to, you choose not to. Just, I don't know. I'm not going to try to get deep into that, but my point is, You pay a lot of money, and and it sucks that if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to the games now, when you're giving them money. And I think Allegiant Stadium and the Raiders, I think they could have done a better job with this. I think if you want to warn people to get vaccinated or else they can't go to the game, don't let them know 3 weeks before the season starts. Let them know in June or July. Like, let them know, not knowing that this was going to be that bad, but to where the point where, they didn't make people wear masks anymore and whatnot. But, you should have had this coming sooner. Because now, like, people who are willing to get vaccinated just so they can go to football games, they don't have to miss out on, like, the season opener. Because typically, like, if you're going to get vaccinated, unless you're getting a Johnson & Johnson shot, which is only one shot, if you're getting, the Moderna or Pfizer, you have to wait a month in between the two shots. And between, like, when they announced it, which was, like, the 15th, 14th, sometime over the last weekend, compared and bring it out to like the second, third week of September, people aren't going to be able to go to the first game. They won't be able to see that season opener against, albeit my Baltimore Ravens, so it sucks, unless you get the Pfizer shot, so you're fully vaccinated, or excuse me, the Johnson & Johnson shot, so that'd be your only way of being fully vaccinated in time for game day. So I guess that's a solution that people can do. It sucks for those, you're starting to see like places like New York requiring people to have their mask and stuff, or not required to have their mask, well, that too, but requiring them to be vaccinated. I mean, I won't have that issue because I'm vaccinated. But it'll suck if I go to a ball game with someone and, like, for some reason they're not vaccinated and they can't go because they're not vaccinated. So that's something I'll have to keep an eye on if I visit other stadiums and, like, other places and whatnot. But my thing is, I think it's a little bit hypocritical if you only make the fans get vaccinated, but not the players, too. As of right now, we know that the Atlanta Falcons are the only team where every single player is vaccinated. I saw 100%. I don't know if that includes the coaching staff, but I know at least the players are vaccinated, every single one of them, which is great. I know I wish we could have higher vaccination rates for all 32 teams in the NFL, but some people, they just don't want to get vaccinated. But including my quarterback, Lamar Jackson. So it's kind of disappointing. But like, what if several Raiders players don't want to get vaccinated? Does that mean they can't come to the stadium? Because if you can't, if their players can't play, then why are away players going to be able to play? Why is Lamar Jackson going to be able to play if he's not vaccinated? So I don't think it's fair. It's a double standard. It's a little bit of hypocrisy. Like, if you're not making your own players get vaccinated, why are you making the fans get vaccinated? The fans are there to see the players. I understand you don't want the players to get COVID, or like be affected by it, especially if they're starting to interact with fans again. But my thing is, you keep the fans with the fans and the players with the players, and the players don't have to be affected by the fans. But, the players can get each other infected or sick, with the virus. Compared to fans. And I know you don't want to spread it amongst fans, but if you're gonna not let fans who aren't vaccinated in, you probably shouldn't make players either. But you're not gonna do that because you're gonna lose out money on the players from a TV audience, from a national standpoint. Are people really gonna watch the Ravens on a Monday night if Lamar Jackson's not playing? Probably not. They want to see Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. They don't want to see Trace McSorley or Tyler Huntley and the Ravens, on a national stage. Especially fantasy players that have Lamar Jackson or people who just want to watch a good game. They just want to see Lamar play. So, do I like that Allegiant Stadium's making people get vaccinated to go to the games? Yes and no. Again, yes, because I think it's the safest procedure. you know, it's less likely to spread. And if it does get spread, you know, at least like people won't be as affected by it. People won't be as harmed from it, and they're less likely to die from it. But at the same time, I don't like it because, unfortunately, it's right now it's still kind of a choice. And like, if there are people who are willing to wear their mask but not get vaccinated, I have at least somewhat respect for that compared to those who don't want to wear their mask and those who don't want to get vaccinated at all. You know, I have respect for people regardless, but I have more respect for those that aren't vaccinated but are willing to wear their mask all the time. And there are a lot of people that are out there like that, and I know a lot of people who are like that, you know. But you know, people get mad at people who are vaccinated who aren't wearing their mask, and that's kind of been me. But I feel like with the Legion Stadium, they should have done a better job at announcing it sooner, or at least give people a deadline. You know, maybe say give them until October. So if you give them until October, you know, they'll still have time between now and like the middle of September to get two shots, you know, for the Moderna and for the Pfizer. But to give them such a short notice, you know, for people to get two shots when it's normally a month span in between the two shots, it just doesn't sit right with me. So I think that's an interesting thing to see involving like the COVID shots with you know, the Las Vegas Raiders, and I'm really interested in seeing how this is going to play out. I feel bad in a sense for like people who are traveling who aren't going to be able to get two COVID shots in time, people who already spent money on their tickets, their plane tickets, their game tickets, their hotels, who aren't vaccinated. I'm sure they're very disappointed in that, and they kind of have no choice but to get vaccinated, even though they really don't want to. You know, and this isn't like, this isn't my way to say, oh, get vaccinated, you know, go get vaccinated. I'm not telling y'all. If y'all want to get vaccinated, y'all would have done it by now. If y'all don't get it, that's on you. But this is just me talking about like how I feel about the Raiders implying this rule and how I think they should imply it for everybody. And it's kind of ironic for me to say, knowing I'm a Ravens fan, knowing that my quarterback isn't vaccinated and probably won't get vaccinated. But like, don't imply the rule if you're going to make special exceptions for people. And when I say people, I mean the athletes. It's a bad, honestly, it's a bad business decision. If I'm talking from a business standpoint, this is a really bad move for the Raiders. From a publicity standpoint, it's good and bad because you're taking initiative, you know, for being a team that's making people get vaccinated or only letting people who are vaccinated to go to the games. You're showing that you care about like the spread of COVID and like how severe it can affect people who don't have the vaccine or who got the vaccine. But at the same time, it's bad for those people who are anti-vaxxers and like, you know, they only care about like, you know, just going to the game and season tickets and all. So I don't know. Like, I just, it's just really weird to talk about. I wish I had someone to talk about this with. I might save this topic for another time, a discussion with someone else, anybody that's willing to talk about it and give their opinion. I would be more than happy to talk about this with anyone, just as long as it doesn't really turn into like a heated debate. Like I said, I'm not trying to turn this to a heated debate. I'm not trying to turn this to a, oh, you need to get vaccinated right now, or people who aren't vaccinated don't deserve to go to games. I don't think that. You know, if, you know, I mean, but if that's like a part of the rules now, it's a part of the rules, and it's starting to take place in multiple places. So, and I don't want to say this, but suck it up and get vaccinated, you know, or else just stay home, stay at your essential places, and just not have fun, you know. I really hope this doesn't really make me look bad for like stating my opinion on things. You know, I'm not trying to burst anybody's bubble or anything. I'm just saying like, you know, you see people, they're fine from it. And, you know, there's a lot of things I can get into with the vaccine, but I'm not going to talk about it here because I'm going to try to keep it At a sports level, you know, if we want to talk about the vaccine, we can talk about it at another time, another place, or on another platform somewhere, but not here. But thank you guys for listening to me talk about this very long episode for just talking about one topic. Catch me on here with Thomas Tyree soon. We're going to talk about our top fantasy picks for each position for the 2021 season. Thank you guys for listening. So just a little update, guys, on the coronavirus rules, for the Oakland Raiders. So what I've read on NPR.org, vaccinated fans will not be required to wear mask. So I mean, the main purpose for the Allegiant Stadium to have everybody be vaccinated and whatnot is so people aren't required to wear a mask. You know what? I kind of understand that. People always make a big deal about wearing a mask and whatnot, but I'd rather wear, if I'm not vaccinated, say I'm not vaccinated, but I am. If I'm not vaccinated, I'd rather be forced to wear a mask than to be forced to take a shot if I didn't want to get a shot. You know, I think it's simply easier if everybody just wears a mask. Now, granted, people are just going to take them off as soon as they get in the stadium. We know that. They know that. But I think it would just be better, you know, if you don't want people, or if you want people to be vaccinated, excuse me, you know, but they don't want to get vaccinated, at least make them wear the mask. I mean, that'll be easier. But I'm seeing, like, on NPR.org that the Raiders fans, or that the Raiders Stadium, their fans, they have to show proof of a vaccine or they have to get a shot at the gate. So, you know, at least, like, you know, if you do go, you know, to kind of correct what I said earlier, if you aren't vaccinated and you can just get a shot at the gate, apparently. That is really interesting. So I guess a lot of people will end up doing that. I can only imagine how long the lines are going to be with that, so it'd probably be easier and save some time if you got vaccinated before. It's very interesting on how this will all play out. I'm really interested in seeing what's going to happen with this. The Raiders is kind of like the only team that I know that's doing this. I think the New Orleans Saints are doing something. Well, it looks like the Saints are kind of doing something too. Okay, so you have to. Okay, so if you go to a Saints game, okay, this is actually new information for me. If you're going to a Saints game, you have to have either proof of vaccination or you have to have a negative coronavirus test taken 72 hours before game time. Wow, that's crazy. That's very, very interesting. So it looks like the Saints and the Raiders are the only team to kind of take charge with, like, vaccination and whatnot. So I'm really curious to see how it's going to follow for other stadiums. For me, it doesn't matter because I'm already vaccinated, so it'll already be easy for me to get in. From what I understand, people I wish I had the information right in front of me. I know there's something that like the fans, they'll have to put like their proof of vaccination card and like a copy of their ID and some sort of online profile or something like that. Yeah, so they'll require the proof of COVID-19. I'm on Raiders.com trying to find the quick information. I did a little bit of research after doing the first part of my podcast. I kind of wish I would have done it beforehand, besides just, you know, reading a headline and kind of just like not adding additional details. But I know it'll be very, very interesting to see. Okay, so here it is. So the Clear app. The Raiders will be working with the company Clear, and the fans had to download the free mobile app and Health Pass feature
And it'll show a copy of their ID and a copy of their vaccination card. Now, that'll be very, very interesting. So that's just some news I wanted to bring to you guys. Just a little update for the show and whatnot. And, some more information I didn't have before. All right, now this will end the show. Thank you very much, guys.